My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy, and over there is...
your boy. Dun, 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 dun.
What's your boy's name?
My name's Ryan. What's up, y'all?
And we come to you today with many emotions in our hearts. Would you like to start, or me?
I think the many emotions part, I think it's good for you to start.
Well, it's not even emotion. I feel like I'm always emotional.
Oh.
All the time.
You?
Stop. Stop.
I can't see that.
I feel like people are like, oh my gosh, this girl never stops. And I kind of am believing it.
It's kind of your brand is never stopping.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But mine today is just because I linger, okay? I linger in a moment and I don't know how to get out of it. And I am actively working on it. And there's a lot to catch you guys up on. Just a lot to catch you guys up on. But I feel like this is just going to be a little catch-up episode, TBH. But what I need to say is this. Ryan and I had a fight.
We had a fish fight.
We had a fight today.
Abby punched me so hard.
Okay, I want you to share your side of the story, and then I want to share my side of the story.
Why do we got to start with the fight?
Like, because it draws people in.
I know, but why can't we just like have a little lighthearted combo first?
Okay, go ahead.
What did we do this weekend? We had a fun run club in Austin. That was awesome. And we got to meet so many fun people.
See, where my brain goes is like start with a hard, end with a lighthearted.
No.
Okay. You just yucked my yum.
I did, but we need a little... So often I feel like we just come on and we're like, it's been such a rough time.
Yeah. Well, it's me saying but that.
We've had a great last couple of days.
Elaborate on that.
We went to Austin for 24 hours. Left on Friday, got back on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. We met some friends and hosted. Sunday
morning meaning 2 a.m.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Our flight landed in Nashville at like 12.
This plant?
Yeah.
Abby. About to fall.
Just here.
I felt something on my head.
There we go.
If you're not watching on the YouTube, Ryan put up these really, really cool plants and these pictures in the back.
That's what we should have started with.
Was what?
With all this cool decor on the back behind us.
Okay, we need to like zone in on what we're talking about.
Guess what, guys?
Okay.
Ryan, who's so talented, made all this from scratch. All the posters did with
from
his hand.
Scratch.
No, but we got.
He picked the leaves, crushed it into ink, yeah. Put it into the printer.
If you're not listening,
coded the printer himself.
If you're watching on Spotify,
So Ryan is going crazy right now.
So if you are listening on Spotify or Apple or wherever, and not on YouTube, I put up like 5 pictures on the wall and hung some shelves and put some plants up. Abby's sister and brother-in-law and I got her these pictures for her birthday.
My birthday.
Like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So, and then I finally put them up. And I think that it looks really good. The presentation mm-hmm. looks solid. We're missing one plant over by Abby's head, which I will get.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought all the plants were done.
No, I need one more plant. I didn't like the other one that
my mom sent me a picture of plants today that she found, and I told her not to get any because I thought you finished.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I have a whole plant wall right here, too.
What?
It's
really?
It's going to be crazy in here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I really like the vibe that you chose for it. I feel like it fits with the chairs. We've got a little candle going. You guys can't see it, but we have a little candle going. Actually, I'll show them.
Yeah, show them real quick.
This is our candle.
It smells good.
Oh, no.
One burnt. That's all right.
I blew one of them out.
That's okay.
Because No, no, it's going to get uneven. The candle.
Okay. We don't need to worry about that right now.
Okay. Whatever you say. Because you know what? I'm chill. I'm not emotional. I'm not emotionally attached to anything. I'm chill. Do people think I'm annoying? Do you think people think I'm annoying? People do. They comment that I'm annoying.
Somebody commented today or yesterday and said, oh, it was on the post that we just posted about the egg yolk and said, not everyone needs a podcast.
That same person has been doing that for a couple weeks.
That's a great comment.
I would agree. However, I will say I started this 4 years ago.
I'm not going to lie though. I have been one to say that about other people's podcasts
before. Oh, really?
I was a podcaster. So I think it's funny.
I didn't know that.
I think it's true. Not everyone needs a podcast.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I feel like podcasts this past year have really become like everyone's doing them.
Probably like the last 2 years.
Yeah. So that's why I feel a little bit of pride that I probably shouldn't feel that I started 4 years ago. But I'm kind of like, I did start 4 years ago.
Yeah,
so.
You did. Which is funny to think about.
I know. Little Abby in her little dorm room. But yeah. That's not what we're here to talk about today. These are the pictures. The picture over here says, how do you like your coffee? And then it says, with you. Aww. Go ahead.
Aww.
And then at the top picture says, as for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. Wait, we need to do that TikTok trend where you read the pictures.
Yeah.
As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord.
And then there's a really nice picture though. The Costa Rica picture is cool.
Mm-hmm. It's from Costa Rica and Ryan and I hugging.
That's sweet.
Unholy actions.
Yeah.
Of hugging on the beach in Costa Rica. And then a couple pictures of us. And then my sister like made this really awesome Canva picture that says that's life. And it has pictures of us in the letters life.
That is cool.
And then a picture of Ryan. I don't know what this little picture of him
is
up here.
It's my mugshot.
It's like a tiny, it literally looks just like a mugshot or like a school ID photo or
something.
It's
from my passport. Whenever I was getting my passport, they just handed me that. They took the picture.
Oh, when you had your buzz cut?
Yeah.
Oh. So Ryan and I went to Texas.
Yeah, we did.
Let's unpack Texas.
This ain't Texas.
So I got a little ahead of myself and hosted. I was like, we should host a Halloween party on Thursday, which... Don't come for us on Halloween, okay? We talked about Halloween in our last episode. So if you want to know where we...
dressed up as the devil.
No, I didn't. Why do we need to say that? I don't like that joke. It's not a funny joke, I fear. That's not funny. We dressed up as AJ and Big Justice, okay? If you don't know who AJ and Big Justice are, they're these guys and they say, we bring the boom. That's
the Costco
what we
guys.
Do. We bring the boom, and they rate the double chunk chocolate cookie and the chicken bake. And Ryan was?
I was Big Justice.
You were AJ.
I was AJ. Gosh.
Ryan was AJ. Ryan doesn't even know.
Well, you would think that the dad would be Big Justice.
One thing about Ryan is that he gets like hyper fixated on these things, but he doesn't really truly know what they are because he like sings the songs and he wasn't even singing the right words.
I was close. It's not like I was like far off though.
No. Like you were singing the tune of it, but it was the confidence for me.
Yeah.
Like you were like, I know these words.
Yeah. Whenever you sing something with just pure confidence and it's not right.
But it's okay. Cause I love you anyways. And I was Big Justice and we had a wonderful time.
We had a fun, nice party. Abby made a bunch of good food and it was a lot of fun.
I love a theme. One thing about me, I love a theme. I made monster apples and little cutie pumpkins and all the things. Well, that ended at like 10:30 and we drove to my sister's house that night to Nashville, like an hour away. We got there probably like midnight. Woke up at 4:00 to have a 6:30 flight to Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Just a straight shoot. What's it called when you don't have a layover?
No connections. I don't know.
It was just, we just went there. And then we got there at like 9:00. Like the time felt really weird because I felt like we had already lived a whole day.
Yeah.
And then from there, we kind of were like, what do we do? Where do we go? Because we just had our backpacks. Like we looked like world travelers or something. Or like... Yeah. Because we just had everything in our backpack. So we texted our friends, Caleb and Janine, and then they took us to coffee and we did a whole run club with them and it was super fun. But I kind of want to know, like, we haven't talked about this yet. How you felt going on their podcast.
Yeah, that was really cool.
What did you think?
I don't know. It was just like a normal conversation. I think it helped that we hung out with them before for a while.
Yeah.
So, because that was our first time meeting them. And you never know like what somebody is going to be like outside of social media. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we had never really done something like that before. Like, this world is new to us. So having like a friend on social media and then actually meeting them in person was really, really, I don't know. It was really, really cool, I guess.
It was really cool because it was them, but the experience of like doing it felt weird because I've only seen things like that happen through a screen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like their management team set it up for them or they blah, 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 this, they blah, blah. No, Ryan and I literally just took our backpacks and hopped in their car.
Yeah.
Like it was totally not, we had no idea what we were doing.
We had absolutely no idea. Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. We got coffee with them before the pod. Well, we actually got coffee and then kind of scoped out the area where the run club was going to happen. And then the podcast went great. And yeah. It was my first time ever in like a studio. So that was really cool.
Something I noticed about me, and I also think I noticed about you as well, because like we're super, super just chill, laid back on this one. Like, I've got no energy right now and we're just like talking.
Mm-hmm.
But on there we were like,
yeah,
because we were like, I think it might've been the energy of like the unfamiliar kind of like fed the like, oh, this is like different. And I love both scenarios, but it does make me appreciate like the comfort of like, oh, it's just me and you talking here.
Yeah. But see, I don't feel like I was that way at all.
Maybe it was just me.
I feel like I was the same right now as I was on there.
Maybe it was just me then, because I was super nervous. I was like, I wasn't nervous. Like, it felt right. Like, I felt confident and like normal. But literally right before we sat down, like before they started recording, see, like you just yawned. Like, the energy there was different than the energy here.
Yeah,
you have to give me that one.
I don't feel like I was acting any differently though.
You weren't acting differently, but I'm saying the energy.
Just said I was. You just said I was like, ah, 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 ah.
Well, like speaking wise.
I don't
feel. Did you not feel like that?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, I did. And I think it was just because like right when I sat down, I was like, oh my gosh. Well, I've grown up listening. Well, not grown up. I've listened to her for about a year. And I like sat down and I was like, oh my gosh, like if Abby a year ago knew that she was going to be on this podcast right now, she would literally be flipping out. Like, what the actual heck is happening? And then it was like for a split second, it was like, what if I blink? And then it was like, hello, welcome back to the, and I was like, no, 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 no. I got the power of the Lord on my side. But it was just such a surreal moment, like full circle moment for me of like, yeah. Oh my goodness, like this is someone I look up to and now I get to have a conversation. And it was just cool. Like, it did feel really like a conversation, but I was just like excited that it was more amplified for me, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And they were super chill. Like, they were awesome people and, you know, really cool about everything.
They didn't act famous, even though they are famous. That's what I told people when I got back. They were like, how was it? And I was like, it was so cool. They don't act like they're famous, even though they are. And they were like, okay. But they were so nice to us too, especially because Ryan and I don't know a lot of this kind of stuff. I mean, we do. We're learning a lot. We know how to like market ourselves. We know what we're worth. Well, we know.
Kind of.
No, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We do. I'm not just going to say yes because we're like, we can't just come on here and be like, we don't know anything. We definitely know stuff. We've picked stuff up, but we are still learning and growing of like, you know, where should we put our efforts? How should we craft, you know, whatever? How should we brand ourselves and this, that, and the other? And it was really cool to like ask advice and mentorship from people that, you know, we like hold the same morals and like foundations too. Cause sometimes I feel like it's easy in this world to kind of be like get advice from people who may not have that similar like faith background. And so it was nice just to have that be like the starting point of us making connections. And then from there we could like ask their advice on things. And I don't know, just, it was just cool. Like, to learn. I was like a sponge. I was just like soaking it up.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was really cool. And then then Ryan and I went back. Ryan fell asleep at like 5. And I don't know what it is about me being in Austin, Texas, but I was starving the entire time. I could not get full. I was eating like meal and then another meal.
I will say, Abby was shocked that she was starving considering she ate a half a piece of toast for breakfast, and that was all she ate the entire day. Because
I was nervous. I had coffee too, but I was nervous.
It doesn't have calories in it.
Coffee?
Yeah.
I had honey and almond milk. It was a latte.
Oh, sorry guys. Abby had 100 calories.
I'm just going to say that I just had to put that in there, give myself a little credit, okay? But yeah, no, that's definitely not a meal at all. But I was just nervous, like my belly was like, but anyways, so yeah, I was like down in food after once I stopped being nervous. And Saturday we woke up, had a run club, met a bunch of people. It was super awesome. And then we asked like trivia questions at the end to like give away merch and stuff, which that was all more like Caleb and Janine. We don't have merch, obviously. So we just kind of let them lead the structure of like how they wanted it to go. But something that will always stick with me for the rest of my life is a question that we asked was, what does Abby call, what's the nickname Abby calls Ryan? And one person knew the answer and she said Rhino, and my heart got so happy because I didn't know if anyone was even there for us or not. And it was just cool. She was like, Rhino. And I was like, yes, I do call him Rhino. It brought me a lot of joy to be like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah,
everyone's so nice. So many great people. People are just so incredible. Thoughts?
Yeah, the run club was great. I had a blast. It was so cool.
See, this is what I'm saying. You were talking like that on their podcast. Well,
I mean, I didn't know what to say to that. It was good.
So I feel like Ryan is mad at me, even though he's not, because we had a fight earlier today and now I can't get my brain to get out of that place.
Yeah.
This is jumping back to our opener.
That was just a jump and a half right there.
Well, we weren't really going anywhere with that conversation.
Yeah.
The conversation was kind of dying.
It was.
There wasn't anything else to be said.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I'm going back to the meat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that's what I have to say. Would you like to explain our fight?
Well, I got to the gym and Abby... We just had some business conversations. It wasn't clarified whether it was a business or a relationship conversation.
There was a little bit before though of, we're still trying to figure out, like, I don't know, just the dynamics of like, okay, we're couple Ryan and Abby, and then we're like podcast Ryan and Abby.
Yeah, and there'd just been times where I've tried to say something to Abby and I feel like you aren't taking it very well.
Yeah.
And it kind of happened today and I was just had a quick fuse and was not having it and kind of just shook my head and didn't want to talk about it because I was also like lifting during lunch. So it's not like I just had time to sit at the gym and, you know, have a full on conversation about what problems we were having and I didn't want to. And I kind of just let my pride get the best of me.
Yeah. So now I'll go back and fill in the details. But that was the bones of it. But I feel like what a majority of our conflict starts from is that you're just very straightforward. Here's what it is. And I am just more sensitive in the way that I receive things. So when those two meet, it causes conflict. Because... I'm really trying to work on not taking everything personally and not having a quick temper. And so for you on the other side, I feel like, and this is something we've said on the podcast, it's not like I'm saying this without like permission from you, but having an open mind and receiving like not constructive criticism, but like other ideas that like maybe your way isn't the only way. Is that a good way to...
But what in that way was not the only way?
Because I was trying to verbalize to you, hey, instead of saying... So basically, I'm vlogging today. And Ryan was like, you should have told me that you were vlogging so that I could video you or do something or whatever. And I was like...
so that I could help with the vlog.
Right, which I understood that. But from where I... received it.
I know you understand what I was saying. I was just letting the listeners know that I wasn't just like mad at you for vlogging. I was telling you that I was wanting to help with the vlog.
Yeah. Which, but in that moment, I also knew that. But what I was saying when we were at the gym. So he said that. And then I was like, okay, so I need, this is literally what I said in my head. I was like, I need to talk to him and express to him how I want him to speak to me when he's making suggestions on like how to help me in the future, instead of me just being like, I don't know, I don't want to be spoken to that like that or something. So then I was like, hey, and I was trying to start to get my words out. Hey, instead of saying, you should have done this, can you say, hey, for next time, can you? And so then it's more of like a positive inflection rather than like the way I took it as, oh, you should have, you messed up. Mm-hmm. And, but by the, when I was trying to get it out, Ryan,
I just wasn't having it.
Wasn't having it. So he kind of like cut me off. And then,
to be fair,
shook his head.
There had been a lot of moments prior to this that Abby has been very short with me recently.
Yeah. But again,
and snappy.
But we've talked about that and I have agreed with you.
Yeah.
So that's why I got in the word this morning and I was reading about short tempers because I knew I had work.
I get that. But I'm just saying.
I know, but I'm telling them.
I know. I'm just saying.
Like, just like you're telling them, I'm telling them.
I was like, I do not want to do this again. So I was like, I'm just lifting. And it wasn't fair to Abby because I kind of was a jerk.
Yeah, he looked at me and he goes, I kind of lift. Are we going to lift? I was like, I'm so, what?
I was over it. And
I was
terrible.
Being so patient too. I was like really trying to speak slowly, which is why it wasn't good because I couldn't get out what I needed to say. And so it just made you more frustrated because you were like, she's not saying anything.
I hit Abby with the biggest scoff and head shake and just was like, all right, I'm lifting by myself.
Yeah. So then I almost started crying.
It was bad.
I was doing like where you hold on to the bar and you lift your legs up to the bar, like for your ab, like an ab exercise. And I had to stop because I started crying. I couldn't breathe.
Abby.
And it's not because of you. It's just, I'm emotional. It's just how I let my feelings out. But the reason I get so upset is because I, as just who I am, like natured, I never want to cause someone anger or be like uncomfortable by something I did. And so I just immediately, I really, really struggle to like not take things personally. And I just did. And I was like, I just ruined his day. I ruined his lift. Like, I just felt horrible. And so I started crying, not because, oh, Ryan acted in a bad way, but no, because Abby made Ryan upset.
Yeah.
So I looked at him and I said, you good?
I am. I am good, but I see the way yours is and I wanted it to be like that.
He's talking about my mic.
Yeah. Sorry.
So resume. So I just looked at him and I was like, okay, I'm just not going to work out with you then. Cause I waited in my day so that I could come work out with him. And I was like, okay, I'm just not going to work out with you. And I left, I went into the women's section and I don't work out with my phone. So I knew he would probably text me, but I just like, I was not interested in being spoken to like that, especially because there was no reason to be spoken to like that. And what?
I was going to say something, but I shouldn't say it.
Say it. Go ahead. So
if you guys watch the vlog on Monday and there's not really, really cool visuals, you know why.
Yeah, because it was going to be me and Ryan and that was going to be such good content too, but I'm not sacrificing our relationship for the sake of getting a good video. Like, I'm not about to just put on a fake face and be like, we have to get this video.
No, you're not doing that.
Never in a million years would I ever do that, but... Yeah, the ankles were kind of wonky because I was like propping them up on like dumbbells and stuff. But I'm trying, people, okay? I'm not a polished person, so I'm not going to put out polished content. It's just not who I am.
See, I don't agree with that, but we'll get somewhere.
Why? That. I want to be real, authentic,
okay,
Abby.
But you can be real without vlogging from the floor.
Well, no. I mean, I tried to get good visuals.
I know.
But at what cost?
Well, you know what the cost is? Is just allowing your fiance in a little bit.
Oh, allowing him in? Okay. Which, in the future, that is something I will do.
It's just like I was so excited to do it that's why it get me in the chest a little bit.
Yeah, why did it make you so upset?
Because
that I didn't ask you.
I really care about the videos and I really like had been like trying to study how we could make good content. And I was very excited for when it was going to come. And then once I realized that you were just like, oh, I'm vlogging today, I was like, I just want to help.
Why?
I just told you why.
No, no, no. But like, you want to help because, like, were you like, ah, because it was like, I wanted to do it? Or was it genuinely like...
All of the content is mainly going to be about you anyway. It was just literally me helping with the videos, the visuals, yeah, the creative side.
I just wish you would have led with that. Of like, oh, I really want to help you. Like, please.
I know.
If you would have started there, I feel like I would have received it better.
Yeah.
But that's why we're learning and growing. But anyways, I walked away. And I went in the women's section and didn't work out with him.
Oh,
and
I was wondering where you were at.
I was in the women's section. I just needed to step away.
I thought you just left.
No, I finished my workout, but I was just like, ugh. When Ryan gets like that, we both get in places where we just need to be away from each other. Because we spend a lot of time together. Like more than the average dating couple. And so we can kind of get a read on like, okay, we need some space to like think about where we went wrong in this and what part we personally played in this.
I guess we were going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we just got off a trip with each other. And
yeah, I guess.
But I think too, there is something to be said about like that, like podcasting, doing content, like creating a brand together.
Yeah, it's good for people to hear, because for one, it's okay that you have arguments, and for two, our lives isn't as glorious as it seems sometimes.
Well, no one ever has it figured out fully, and I don't think there's ever going to be a time where we fully figure it out. But that's something that we talked to Janine and Caleb about, was like working together and being a couple. And it's just hard, like we're each other's bosses and we're also dating each other, and so there is a little bit of pride that I feel like I take in the fact too that I need to let go of, mm-hmm, of like of the thoughts where it's like, well, I started this, like why can't I?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, this is both of us now. We both have equal say, we both have equal share in what we do, and Abby needs to lower her pride.
Just one thing too that they said that really helped was like, you have to decipher when it's relationship and when it's business,
mm-hmm,
like content. And I think Caleb said it, I don't remember who said it, but like somebody has to be the CEO and somebody doesn't. And it's like, it doesn't have to be the same, but all the time, but somebody has to be able to take charge, and then somebody has to,
I think I struggle with submission.
Submitting. That's what they said. One, like for one thing, they'll submit to one another, but like in another thing that they feel strongly about, they'll submit to. I thought that was really good.
I guess I feel like I like to think that I submit, but I don't really think I do that very easily or well. Well,
and I think submit, people think of submission and they're like, oh, the wife or the whatever goes in the kitchen and makes food and cleans. And it's like, that's not what submission is.
Right. What is submission?
Well, submission is sacrificing your... whatever your desire is in that moment to put the other person ahead of you. It's ultimately sacrifice, which is love.
Shouldn't the male do that too, though?
Yeah, both of them should.
Just in different ways.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were saying too. It's like, it's not, you're not submitting in every single way. It's just whatever their strength is and whatever your strength is.
Yeah, that's good. But anyways, then we had time to think, and then I was just thinking and working out and had a little extra fuel in the tank in my workout because I was angry. But I was just, even like when I was like angry and was just thinking like, I wish I could have just gotten my words out. I could have just explained to him. He wouldn't be angry with me right now. But I was also simultaneously like, I love him so much, which is so weird. It's such a weird concept that both of those feelings were coexisting at the same time. Like, I was so frustrated with you, but I was like, but there's no one else I'd rather solve this conflict with than him. Your face is telling me you didn't feel that.
No, it's just girls are just so different than guys.
Because you just didn't think twice about it?
Well, no. I was thinking about it, but more so of just like, I want to tell her sorry so that we can kind of get through it.
Aw, that's sweet.
Rather than like, living, I feel like girls tend to like emotionally live in that moment and try and decipher every little thing, and guys are like, all right, I'm sorry, and like it's over with.
We're emotional beings.
Yeah.
Which that's when Ryan and I sat down I don't know. I was just like, I didn't really know where my head was at. And I told him, I was like, I feel like I'm just still in the gym conflict Abby mode. And it's where Ryan can just move on, like, which is so great. But I really want to be able to move on. I also think there is beauty to that, though, that like, I do feel feelings really deeply. And I think that's a good thing in circumstances, especially like helping you come to terms more with your emotions. But I think there are circumstances like this one where I need to stick up for myself and be like, no, no, there is, I'm not being, I am emotional, but it's valid in this moment. And I feel like that was a valid one. No, yeah.
No, it was for
at least
sure.
A little bit.
I think
there are other times where it's not.
Well, I think previous Abby and Ryan, you would have, may have just not stuck up for yourself and kind of just like, I'm sorry, I messed up, and kind of been mad at yourself almost. But I think it was great that I'm saying this now that we're past it, is like, you were like, no, you did mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to realize that, or not even you need to realize that, but I want you to know how that made me feel.
Yeah. Well, and I think I'm thankful that you say that and encourage me to say that to you as well, because I don't want anyone listening to this to hear that and be like, oh, so Abby just says Ryan messes up and Ryan's like, yeah, like, no, the previous Abby struggled so much to stick up for herself, well, state her needs and state, hey, I feel like I am valid in this situation. I feel like especially women, we're just such fixers that we're willing to like lower ourselves and not lower ourselves. We're just willing to be like, okay, it was me. Like my first instinct, I feel like, is to be like, okay, what did I do?
Which is great. But you also, I just feel like there's a dangerous path girls can go down of just like, oh, it's my fault, it's okay, I'm sorry.
Right. And the evil part about it is that just another form of pride?
I don't know. I think it's very important to own your part. I think that's the first thing you should do in conflict, is own every single part that you can.
But I guess what I'm saying is like, my first thought is like, what did I do? And then I look back and I'm like, why is that my first thought? Like, is it selflessness, or is it me just thinking on myself all the time? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I agree, but I do see what you're saying.
I don't know if I agree either, but it's interesting to like speak the thoughts out loud.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
I just think that I think it's important, especially in conflict, is for one, especially if somebody has wronged you or you feel like somebody has wronged you. Number one, own whatever you can own. So whatever part you played in that, try and own it. Number two is, don't come to the person in a sense of like, you did this, you did that. Tell them what they did, but tell them the way it made you feel. Don't just say like, you're a jerk, you are always going to be that way. It's like, no. You have to tell them what the action that they did and why it hurt you.
Yeah. I guess talking about it more, like, I feel like there is beauty in starting with yourself in conflict and being like, okay, I feel like this. And the way that's, I feel like that's why I always say like, I received it like this, because it lets the other person know like, hey, the actions that you presented, this is how I'm internalizing it, rather than like, you made me feel. No one can make you feel. No one can make you feel something. I choose every feeling that I have. But there are actions that can, I guess, like trigger something within me. Or, I don't know. And so there are steps to take, for example, like, hey, Ryan, can you say what you need to say in this way rather than this way? Because I receive it better that way.
I feel like people are listening and are like, how can I practically do that? How can I, cause it's like,
do
so
what?
To take those steps in the moment of feeling like in the moment of conflict and in the moment of an argument, I say that in air quotes, because I feel like people are listening and are like, yeah, it sounds really easy to like try and decipher this in the moment. whenever you're zoomed out and you're not in that moment anymore.
Well, I feel like you have to practice it. You have to just do it. There's no better way of practically taking the steps than to actually take the steps.
I understand that. But my question is how?
By talking.
Okay. That's good.
You have to talk and you have to be real with yourself.
Yeah.
Also think, observe how you deal with conflict, not just with that person.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought so deep about what my initial thoughts are when I don't feel safe than when I started dating you. Does that make sense? Like when I feel danger, whether that be, oh, someone's upset me, someone's wronged me, I'm having these feelings, blah, 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 fill in the blank. I start thinking about how I react in those situations because now I'm sharing that with you. And in order to come into conflict properly, to be able to share how I feel with you, because sharing is how you take steps forward in the right direction to solving, I have to be aware of what my tendencies are. So I think back, I look back, I observe, hey, when I had a fight with my mom, what did I want to do? I want to be alone because I need time to think. I need to talk things out within that hour, or else the space in my head is going to create more problems and make things way bigger than they are, and I'm going to create false scenarios in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I need to feel free and not feel like there's a deadline of when I need to tell you my feelings. You know, these are all things that I've picked up with talking with you, thinking, doing some really internal reflection, thinking back to other times when I felt like this. So then I can come into the conversation of conflict and say, hey, I've had some time to think because that's what I need. This is how I feel. This thing that we did, this thing that happened, this is the result of me feeling that way. And I also just think too, like, pray for the other person before you have those conversations. Like when I was at the gym, I was like, okay, Lord, like open Ryan's heart and mind to hear where I'm coming from. Like help him be able to receive and be able to understand my side as well.
You know what's funny? Sorry, I just cut you off. You know what's funny is I feel like, I don't know if this is the enemy or if this is our flesh, but I feel like we never run to prayer during conflict. Like, I don't say we as in you and me. I think as a society, I feel like especially whenever things go south, in the heat of the moment, nobody usually like stops and is like, all right, let's just pray. And let's just kind of unwind and not see if we can both outright each other, but let's just pray about it real quick.
Hmm.
Because I feel like if more people in the moment of the chaos and the conflict and like actually being mad at each other, were just like one person was just like, all right, we're going to pray. We don't even have to pray together, but we're going to pray real quick. And we're going to step into the throne room and we're going to talk to God and say, God, can you fix this? Or can you just open our hearts and can you just soften our hearts? And God, can you just make me someone that speaks a little softer and is more quick to listen and slow to become angry and slow to speak, but quick to listen. Lord, will you do that in this moment while we're fighting? I bet conflict and arguments and all that would just dramatically change.
I think that's something for us to work on then.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, like, in all honesty, that feels awkward.
That is awkward.
You know what I mean?
That's very awkward. It's like a churchy thing to do, but I feel like nobody does it. And I think people should do it.
I think we should start doing that.
Amen, girl.
I think the hard part is we think, like, the time. It's the time. Because ain't no way in that moment.
Ain't no way.
Would we have wanted to, like, in that gym conflict moment, if I were to say, hey, I think we should pray, oh my gosh, I feel like, or if you were to say, hey, I think we should pray, either one of us would have been so mad, I feel like.
Yeah, and the funny part is like, I feel like we would have initially been like, shut up. And then we would have been like, wait, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, so maybe we just start doing that.
Javi's going to be like, I hate when you do that. I'm going to be like, pray. I'm going to be like scoffing at Abby, and she's going to be like, pray.
I think it'll help, though.
No, it definitely will. Oh, you think?
I know.
Oh, you thunk?
Well, I think that people are like, well, like I don't like the saying, well, all we can do now is pray. Like, start with prayer. Don't save it as the last resort.
Love that.
Start there. And I'm saying this to myself.
Yeah.
But I also think that I've just been doing a lot. This is kind of going away from this topic now, but I've been doing a lot of deep soul searching lately and really working on my prayer life and my Bible life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that's another reason why I'm just really thinking very deeply about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're, I feel like you're instinctively a deep thinker.
Yeah. Which is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm a very deep thinker.
No.
I think actually one of my most famous quotes is it's not that deep.
But that helps me a lot though.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a give and take. Like me being so deep can help you when you just want to be like, let's just, because there are times, and we've talked about this, where it's like, you tend to bury down because, oh, I'll be fine. I'll figure it out. I can move on. And then it's like, are you crying?
No, I just yawn.
Oh.
I'm crying, everyone.
Dang, I really got to him there.
Yeah.
But where it, like, you brush it off so many times to where then there's just so much wrong, you don't even know. You really look like you're crying right
now. I knew you were going to say that again, so I started smiling. I could feel my right eyeball just watered up.
But you know what I'm getting at. It's just brushing under the rug so much until there's too much to brush under.
Yeah.
And vice versa of like, Abby, pick yourself up. It is not that deep. The world is still spinning. The sun's going to rise again. Move on, girl.
I think to the guys that are listening, or probably the girls that are going to send this to their guy friends.
Their guy friends?
Their boyfriends.
Hint, hint.
Fiancés,
ask her out.
Hint, whatever. Hint. I think here's the thing is I grew up putting everything under the rug.
I grew up in a middle class.
I grew up.
That's exactly
brushing everything under the rug. I have always just try and let it go. Like, I don't need to worry about it. I don't need to talk to it about anybody. And something that I'm trying to work on now, I'm not perfect at it, but whenever I do execute, I say the word execute because I don't execute it very often, but whenever I do go to Abby and tell her when something bothers me or something is affecting me in a certain way, and I do it quick. Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Why was that there? To
jump in the middle, because I forgot to take my ring off when I was lifting, and I just looked at my finger. There was no ring, and I remembered it was in my sock.
Abby's going to lose that ring.
No, I'm not.
Quickly.
Continue.
That thing's going to be lost within a year.
Continue.
Anyways, whenever I am actually or successfully executing, like going to the person about the problem, my life has radically changed.
Hmm.
Like truly, it's literally a superpower that you just don't even realize you have, is telling somebody that they've hurt you. Yeah, telling someone that they've hurt you. So whenever you have a float or like a surfboard in water, and you push it underneath water, the only way it can come back up is through the water. And the more and more you push down, the quicker that thing is going to rise and surface and blow up. Not necessarily blow up, but like come up really fast and hard. And so whenever you push things down, say like you're mad at God about something, it's going to come out one way or the other. So it's going to lash out at somebody you didn't mean for it to lash out at. So whenever I'm not talking to Abby about stuff, yes, I just scratched my nose really hard. I did. whenever early on when Abby and I were dating,
it says your face.
I wouldn't talk to Abby about stuff. that bothered me.
That really got to me.
And I would push it in and just kind of brush it under the rug. And sometimes I will say it's not perfect. Sometimes you can look over an offense. The Bible talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can look over an offense, look over that offense. But I was doing it for everything. And what that looks like is me being quick-tempered and lashing out at Abby over things that don't even matter. And that things that I wouldn't even lash out at her at or be mad at her at if it wasn't for me just talking to her about a different scenario.
Hmm.
And once I finally, and it's one of the reasons why, like, I think Abby and I work so well together now is because she's challenged me on that. She's like the first person that's ever challenged me on that. And now it's like, oh, I can just go talk to my best friend about that.
Oh.
And it's been like, it's literally a superpower.
Maybe there's things that I don't even know I'm brushing under the rug. And that's why I've been so quick-tempered lately.
Oh, let's not. Abby's about to go into a deep thought over here. If we start,
I'm just trying to figure out why, because I have been quick-tempered, and honestly, I think a lot of it is social media, because I can feel my fuse getting shorter, like my attention span getting shorter, because I'm receiving so much quick, fast content.
The other day, Abby and I were laying down doing something, and I touched the remote. And it changed, something changed on the remote, and she...
I don't know why I react, like, literally, it was like a knee-jerk reaction where I was like, Brian, and I immediately regretted saying that, like, right as I said it.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I felt so, like, I felt horrible, and he was like, Abby, and I was like, I don't know why I spoke, he was like, that, would you, you were like... You're kind of speaking to me mean. And I was like, I know, I'm so sorry. But I think that's also the other thing is like, Ryan's so quick to forgive, but also like admit your wrongs too. And it just goes to show like, not you, me saying like me admit my wrongs, like when we're in the wrong, like you have provided something that I didn't even realize was important to look for in a partner was someone who like provides a safe space for you to be able to, you know, humble yourself and say you're sorry and admit your wrongs, and you make it really easy to be able to do that. But yeah, I don't know. I've just been doing a lot of thinking. So for the past 8 days, I've not worked out, and I've just been trying to like really deeply search within myself of like what rest is and find rest, time out.
I gotta pee. Can you stop for a sec?
Well,
You're going to talk about this?
I'm going to speak for a little bit.
I thought so. This is going to be good. You guys need to listen.
This is a segment, a one-on-one segment with Abby starting now. So all of October, and I made an Instagram post about this on abby.murphy_. If you want to go read it, you can. But I'm about to kind of explain a little bit about it now. But basically, so I finished my race September 21st, and then I gave myself like a week of rest. And, you know, that looks like not working out because that's what rest is, right? Well, I soon would come to find that just because I'm doing rest of the world standards of rest meaning not working out, that doesn't equate Sabbath rest meaning rest that honors the Lord and rest in my spirit, because that I haven't had in a long time because I don't even know what it is. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. And I realized that I didn't know what that was because all of October, I would like try to find this new routine. Like if anyone's ever trained for a race, you'll understand the, what do I do now? Kind of feeling of how do I structure my days? You just get so used to and so motivated and so like determined and, you know, drawn in on, welcome back on, you know, training for this thing and you know how your days are structured and then it's like, well, I don't have anything to train for. Like, what am I, you know, what's the motivation behind this now? And so I would like try to find a new routine for a week. And then I would crash and burn at the end of the week and just lay around all day and eat like crap. And I did that consistently week one of October, week two of October, week three of October until the fourth week came around. And I don't know. And you've probably heard it in the past couple podcasts, but like that one Monday, that one podcast where I was like super, super upset. Like it was like days like that where I was just emotionally not okay. And really just a lot of space for the enemy to creep in. And I wasn't rooted in the word like I should. And I just felt a little like all over the place. But I kept trying to like get back on schedule, meaning like work out, eat right, get, you know, get motivated, get your work done, always do something, because if you're not doing something, then your brain is going to like go somewhere else. And I was just searching for quick temporary fixes that ultimately would fail me because they were things of the world that I was searching for. So this past week I had a come to Jesus moment where I was just like, what am I doing? And so I kind of just gave it all up and talked to a friend and realized, like, I don't know what rest is. Like, she asked me what rest was, and I was like, not working out. And she was like, okay, so if you don't know rest, you don't know the Lord. And I was like, whoa. So I dedicated like the past like 7 days to just really zoning in on like, what is God honoring rest for the spirit, for the soul? And something that was revealed to me today, Proverbs 14:30 said, a peaceful heart creates a healthy body, or something of that nature. And it just like clicked for me this morning. I was like, oh my gosh, I have been searching in all the wrong places and not starting with God. If we start with God, everything else will be so much clearer. And he doesn't promise us an easy life. The Bible literally says, like, in this world you will have trouble. But then it says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So like, if I start with Jesus, those struggles that I go through, those things that I need to navigate, are going to be so much clearer. And I was just searching for, the next quick fix to get me motivated or to get me a new routine, when I should have started with the word and been like, Lord, how should I structure the trajectory of where my life is going to go now? And, so I'm still kind of learning what rest is looking like, but practically, like, I made a list and I think it was like a cup of coffee. Like, that brings me a lot of peace. Having like coffee dates with friends, like just coffee in general, going to a coffee shop, going on walks, spending time with you, reading books, painting. I'm painting, making, like desserts, like baked goods. I don't know. Those are just a few, but those are the things where it's like, yeah, that's Sabbath. Like, honor the Sabbath day, keep it holy. That doesn't mean you just have to lay around because you're not working out, and good job, rest day. Like, those do not equal the same thing. Like, I could go work out on Sabbath if that feels restful to me in that moment. And so I'm still trying to understand it and navigate, learning, but I don't think I'll ever fully understand and have the right answer for everything. That's where I'm at with that. Thoughts?
Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Your what?
My yoke. That would be Y-O-K-E.
Oh, well.
What you said is, Jesus didn't promise us an easy life, but he said we could have peace. And the way we have peace is seeking first his kingdom and coming to him. Like, I can't quote this verse. I don't have my phone, but it says, come to me, all those who are weary, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And I'm sure there's rest in there somewhere. You might be right at the next. But he said, come to me. That's all he said was, come to me, all those who are weary. And I feel like whenever you base your peace and your rest off of physical body, like you were, I feel like it's very easy to be someone that is just all over the place. Because whenever you're looking for peace in something that is not real and doesn't provide a peace that surpasses all understanding, it's just going to be super flaky. And it's going to be super overwhelming when you're like, why can't I feel calm? Why can't I feel right? Why can't I just, my brain slow down? It's like, because you think a 2-hour nap is gonna like give you rest, that Jesus is saying, no, come to me and I will give you rest.
Yeah, that's good. I agree.
So I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
You're awesome, Sauce.
Have I been mean to you in this podcast?
Very mean, guys.
No, be for real.
No, you haven't been mean.
I haven't?
No.
Why do I feel like I have?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm just second guessing a lot.
I will say, Abby's phone has vibrated like 4 times. And I just want to say, if it was my phone on my computer, she would be up.
I didn't say anything about your shaker bottle or you cracking open the Diet Coke.
That's different.
How is that different? They're all noises.
It's a drink.
Okay.
It's just a little different.
Why? It
just is.
Okay. I want to ask you a question.
That's a good
question. Instead of, so I didn't put out a question box today on the stories. Mm-hmm. But my question to you is, what is something that would give you the ick if I wanted to have it at our wedding?
Something that would give me the ick that if you wanted to have it at our wedding?
Yeah. I know one you would think of.
Really?
Yeah. You want me to say mine?
Yeah.
Anything Disney related?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a no-no.
Yeah.
That'd be a no-no for sure.
Ryan hates Disney. He's a Disney hater.
I'm not a Disney
hater. Ryan is a Disney adult hater.
I am.
I wear a Disney adult proudly across my chest.
I'm just saying, if you are like a full-on Disney adult, I'm not going
to
be mean.
Yeah, we've got some Disney adult listeners, I'm sure.
Stop being weird.
Why don't you go ahead and talk to them?
No, y'all are cool.
Did you just call them weird?
No, I didn't.
Well, then you called me weird. I'm a proud Disney adult.
You were a closet Disney adult because before Abby and I started dating, I would talk about Disney adults and she'd be like, oh, I'm not a Disney adult at all.
Dude, what are you talking about? Our first date, I sang Little Mermaid songs right next to you.
Talk about the ick.
That should have been your red flag. You loved it. Don't even. You loved it. Don't even.
I just act like I loved it and I was over there like, ooh.
Cool. No, be for real.
Very cool.
Did that actually cringe you out?
It was a little cringy.
Oh, really?
Abby, you were full on singing like Cinderella or whatever.
Well, I wasn't singing it good.
I know, but it was.
I was being silly.
And you were like, you would like stand up and like. Ee!
Well, I was nervous.
It was a little.
That's what I do when I'm nervous. I like perform. I like overdo it. That's something if you know me, like really, really well, I'm the opposite. You know, people when you get to know them, then you start to see their crazy side. I'm the opposite. You see my crazy side at first, and then if you really get to know me, then you see my chill side.
Yeah. Well, I think people would take that, though, and think, like, oh, she's not actually crazy. It's like, no, she is crazy.
No, yeah, I am.
She just has levels of crazy that she can get to.
Yeah, but I was so nervous with Ryan that, like, I was on. Like, I was on. Oh, yeah.
You were on.
I wouldn't do that now, though.
What's something that if I wanted?
I kind of answered the question for you, but I feel like.
No, if I want, what
I know, I but you didn't get to say your answer. I said you wouldn't like Disney.
Yeah.
But I want you to answer, too.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something.
Something if you wanted at our wedding would probably just be, maybe like nothing golf related. Not that wouldn't ick me out, but
I think if Abby, like, I don't know.
Oh, I know. If you would want to have TVs with like the games on, like sports bar style or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's probably something out there that I'm not thinking of, but.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
There's just something
interesting. Are you announcing your next marathon today?
Well, I don't know for sure if it's a thing yet.
So you're not going to announce it?
I don't want to yet because okay. I don't know for sure if it's
a thing. That's exciting, though.
It is exciting. Today was day one of training. Yeah. My mom's going to flip her lid. She's going to be a nervous wreck.
I will say, though, if it actually works out, we're going to do a run event the day before, right?
Are
like
we?
Like a shakeout run? We talked about it on the plane.
Well, again, none of this is like set in stone yet.
I know, but I'm just speculating.
Well, we hope. Let's say that. We hope to be able to do a run event.
Well, not like an event, but like a shakeout run.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
A little hangout after?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Is that everything? Is that all we're talking about today?
I guess. Unless you want to share your testimony an hour in.
Oh, man. Jesus is good.
Jesus is good. What's your high and low this week? My high was Texas. My low was today,
at the gym. High was probably, probably Texas was a lot of fun. So,
Even with the conflict, there's no one else I'd rather be with in this moment.
That's right.
Maybe Lauren Daigle, because I'm a big Lauren Daigle fan.
Yeah, she's coming on the pod next week, too.
Anyways, we love you. Jesus loves you. And
bye. That's life.